Good morning, Covenant family. Today is an opportunity for us to hear about one of the ministries at Covenant. We have Terry Dupuy with us to answer a few questions about the breakfast ministry that Covenant is involved in. As Terry shares, you'll hear that this is not something new. And I would add that this meal program is a part of many years of caring for practical food needs in our community. I trust you will enjoy hearing from Terry in this Covenant Weekly for March 12th, 2024. Terry, thanks so much for meeting with me today and just answering a few questions about the breakfast ministry that Covenant is a part of. Just to start us off, are you able to just tell us a brief overview of the ministry? You know, is there an origin story to it? What are the program dates and times? You know, what does the ministry look like? And how many people are involved in supporting this ministry?
Yeah, sure, John. Well, it began about a dozen years ago as a partnership between the Anglican Church in town and Covenant to be held at All Saints Anglican Church. Elise Robitaille was the coordinator for the Covenant back in those days. Our program that we have, our Covenant team looks for the after the community breakfast for the first Thursday of each month from 8:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. is when we serve the breakfast. We provide a nourishing hot breakfast for anyone in the community who may appreciate one. Our Covenant staff consists of Bea and myself, Jill Den Butter, and Linda Belil, although we've had people that have come and gone over the years. I'm pleased to announce that we now have additional help from a woman and her two daughters who are not even associated with Covenant. They were looking for an opportunity for Christian service and happened upon reading about our breakfast ministry online. Anyway, they contacted Crystal to ask how they could help.
That's great. I'll also add, I think, that the breakfast runs the first Thursday of each month, but then the Anglican parish runs a breakfast once a month. They run a lunch once a month, and we run a lunch once a month as well. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. Every Thursday, there's something going on.
Okay.
We do the first Thursday of the month for the breakfast, and then Covenant does the lunch the next week. Next week would be the Anglican church, and then they do for the breakfast, and then they do their lunch the following week.
Great. Hopefully we'll be able to have Guy on to talk about the Covenant lunch at some point in the future.
Yeah, that would be great. I'm sure he'd enjoy that.
Yeah, we're focusing on the breakfast today, though. So why is this ministry important to you personally? You know, why have you chosen to be involved? And how has involvement in this helped shaped you as a Jesus follower?
Yeah, well, I feel it fulfills a need that's in our community to feed people who might otherwise not have any hot breakfast, you know, or many hot breakfasts. But there is a social need as well, I found. Because we found out during the pandemic, when we couldn't let people inside, we had to serve a takeout breakfast at the front door of the church, set up our table there, and then people would just come to the door, and we would hand them a bag full of food, which they'd have to heat up again when they got home. We discovered a lot of people stopped showing up when we started doing this, so obviously, I think it's the social aspect that's as important to some of them as the food that we provided. As far as how we got involved, why we chose to be involved, this goes way back to 2014, shortly after Bea and I had retired from our jobs. We received a phone call from Marie Gignac asking us if we would consider helping out with the serving of the community breakfasts at All Saints. Anyway, we said we'd think about it and decided to give it a try, but we weren't sure if it was in our comfort zone, actually, to be honest. However, we had already been thinking that we would like to do some sort of volunteer work in the community when we retired, so we gave the breakfast serving a try and found that it was most gratifying to both of us. Anyway, after a few years, or a number of years, Elise decided to move on to other ministries, and so she asked Bea and I if we could take over the breakfast ministry, which we decided we would do. And anyway, the rest is history. This fall, actually, will be 10 years of our full-time involvement with the community breakfast. And as far as how it's helped me shape as a Jesus follower, I guess I would say I think it's made me much more sensitive to the needs of others.
That's great. Thanks, Terry. Right now, are there any needs currently that need to be met in order for this ministry to thrive?
Well, John, not really as far as the staffing goes, because we have a sufficient, adequate number of team members, I'd say right now, particularly now with these three ladies that have joined us recently from outside the church. But if anyone wants to donate items like muffins or cookies or other baked items, these would be most welcomed.
Okay, and just to be clear, that's for the ministry, not just for you personally, right?
No, I promise. Although if there's chocolate involved, I don't want to commit myself there.
Yeah, you'd have to test it to make sure it
met the standards. Oh, of course, yeah, just to make sure it was edible for our guests.
Of course. Can you share a celebration story about how God is working through this ministry?
Well, I don't have any particular story to share, but just a general observation I would like to make, that it's been wonderful to see relationships being established between many of our regular guests. They've come to know each other. We've seen friendships being formed. As for ourselves, Bea and I have come to know quite a few members of our community that we probably definitely wouldn't otherwise know if it weren't for the breakfast ministry. So it's a personal thing, too. We've actually met quite a few people through this, and we see them at different places like Tim Hortons and here and there about town.
That's great. Thank you so much for taking the time to come and share about this, Terry. Covenant family, if you can be praying for Terry and Bea as they lead this and all the volunteers who are helping, and for the participants who come, as Terry said, not just to get a meal, but to be fed socially as well. And Covenant family, thank you for many years of supporting those with food scarcity and social scarcity in our community. This ministry is supported through our Compassion Fund and through your prayers. And although Terry said they don't have staffing needs, there may be weeks that others need off that maybe you could help. Or if you're interested in getting involved, you may be able to help with Covenant's lunch ministry or even one of the weeks that the Anglican Church is hosting a meal. If you're interested in more information or even would like to contribute some baked goods, you could reach out to us at office@covenantchurch.ca or phone the church at 705-549-8477 and leave a message so that we can get back to you. We can get you in touch with whoever it is you need to talk to get involved. Terry, thanks again for taking this time.
Oh, you're welcome, John. My pleasure.